Good morning, everybody. Today I'm here to present part of my PhD research. I'm working on different organic mulches. Like, my main theme is how these mulches impact on soil surface insect in case of snapdragon. So mainly there are two types of mulches they are used by the growers. Synthetic mulches, they are made up of plastic sheets and papers, and otherwise organic mulches. These are derived from plant materials like hay. You can see in these pictures, this is sun hemp hay and soccopi hay. And they can also be dry mulches like pine bark, pine needles, and sawdust. And these mulches, after their degradations, they affect plant and soils in different ways, like after they impact on the soil surface insect community. So there's a different management options they available for the growers. They can go for chemical and insecticide you can use for spray and granular applications. Or they can go for biocontrol agents, different pycnonoid, acnemonide, some crabbed beetles and lacewings. And there are also other options that are cultural practices. Cultural practices includes clean cultivations, sowing depth, date of plantings, and mulches. Mulches are also an important part of cultural practice. So why I'm so much concerned about the mulches? Like, I can go for other control options like culture control to manage soil insects. So these mulches, they have really great benefits for the growers. They are really cheap and easy to apply, unlike of chemical and biocontrol agents. Like, for biocontrol agents, we need to go and bring all those insect and go for mass release. And for these mulches, we can just grow and cut and spread in field. These are environmentally safe, unlike chemical and insecticide. They cause environment pollutions, insecticide resistance, and other hazards. And these mulches also help with the population of some biocontrol agents like crabbed beetles, fire ant, etc. And weed management, because weed management is a really important option to control insect pests, because some of the weeds, they are host of insect pests. So for these, by using these organic mulches, we can manage weeds to some extent to control and how like control insect pests. So there was a lot of work was done in past by using different mulches to control specific insect pests. And some work was done in North Florida. They used different cover crop to control mainly aerial insect populations. And there was also one experiment was done by Pulero and co-worker. They compared mulch plot and control plot. And in the mulch plot, they found a couple of fire ants. And fire ants, they're really great to control population of insect pests. So having all those important of mulches and a lot of work was done in past, we frame our research to determine the impact of organic mulches, how these mulches can control soil insect. Because in past, lot of work was done for the control of aerial insect pest. So we are really interested to see how these mulches they affect on soil insect. So for this, experiment was conducted at Plant Science Research and Education Unit at Citra, and our main crop was snapdragon. They are pretty pink color flower, and we used Potamic brand pink variety. And time of transplanting was 4th of October. And we grew three living mulches in field, and we cut those mulches on 11th of October and spread in field. And thickness of all mulches were around 5 centimeters. You can see in this picture we use these four type of mulches, and we have total five treatments. One was control fallow. We use dried mulch of pine bark, two legumes, there was sun hemp and cowpea, and there was one grass, there was sorghum Sudan grass. And that's how the experiment plot design looked like. As I told you before, we have five different treatments, and we have five replications. One block represents one replication. We have five blocks, and there's total 25 plots. And size of each plot was 10 into 8 feet. And all those different treatments, they are arranged randomly within block. So the plot design was randomized block design. So you can see over here, this is a picture how all those different treatments look like actually. This is one replication, and there's all five different treatments. So we took a couple of observations. We tried different sampling method to assess the population of the soil insect. We tried Berlizzi traps, and then we tried boat traps. They are 25 into 25 square feet. We just put trap in the field and flip and see insects. and we tried pitfall trap. But we could find only significant difference by using pitfall trap. So I'm going to show you just the pitfall trap data today. So we set one trap per plot, and there was total 25 plots, and we have 25 traps, and we traps were kept after every 15 days, and we have total 5 sampling date. We kept traps for 24 hours, and next morning we go and pick trap and try to process trap, try to identify insect belong to different order and families. In this slide, I can show you, we found a different group of insect, but I'm just showing the graph of only those group in which we found significant difference. We found a couple of springtails, mites, spiders, coleopterans having different families, orthopterans having different families. Then we find Mycodeptera, dolichocoporids, other insects, and some ants and cicadellids. I just want to show you this picture. We took this picture after 3 weeks of experiment. You can see over here, in this was the control plot, and there was no mulch. And you can see all those weed starts coming out over here. And this was a mulch plot, and we used cowpea mulch over here. And this mulch having the really high CN ratio, and they start degrading really fast. Like after 3 or 4 weeks, they were just gone. And you can see all those small seeds, weeds are coming out from field. So this was a picture we took at the end of experiment. This was cowpea mulch plot. You can see just stems of mulch over here, and all those rumex and wild mustard weeds are coming out. And that was control plot. At the end, we couldn't see even the snapdragons. There were so many weeds. So I'm going to show you graphs of only those insect group which are having the significant difference. On the x-axis, we have different insects and sampling date, and on the y-axis, we have a number. On 30th of October and November 14th, in case of leafhopper, they are found to be significantly high in cowpea mulch. Because when we are cutting these mulches and we found the nymph of aphids and whiteflies, and most of cicadellids, they like to feed on those aphids and whitefly. They also like to feed on leaf sap, sucking the leaf sap. On November 14th, we found the significant difference in case of plant feeders. The plant feeder including mostly aphids, whiteflies, and thrips, and dolichocoporids, and total diptera. All those thrips are significantly found to be more in cowpea mulch. Also those dolichocoporids, because most of them, they are predatory in nature. So maybe they would like to eat on some whiteflies and thrips. And also total diptera, they are found to be significantly more in cowpea mulch. Then on November 27th, again we found the cicadellids, they are significantly found to be more in case of cowpea mulch, in case of control. Because by this time in the control, there are a lot of weeds starts coming out, and these leafhopper, they like to feed on all those weeds and leaf sap. And the total diptera, the trend was same as before on the different sampling date. In case of ants, they are found to be significantly more in case of cowpea mulch. Because most of we found the fire ants, they are predatory in nature and they feed on white flies, even on the sooty mold produced by the white flies. And cicadellids, they follow the same trend as before sampling date. They are found to be significantly more in case of control. And on the for the 12th of December, we found Acaridae, Grillidae, and total orthoptera. They are found to be significantly more again in cowpea mulch. Because these all are generalist herbivore and they would like to feed on any plant materials. So, but by this time in December, cowpea mulch was just gone because it has a really high CN ratio. So they start feeding on different weed populations. And trend for other plant feeders and other insects remain same. And we found more columbolas in case of cowpea mulch because they like to feed on leaf litters. And by the chrysomelids, by the end of January, we found in sorghum mulch. It was really strange because at this time only this mulch was remained and all those mulches were just gone. So important thing is the effect of mulches is changes with time. So we found other plant feed in control plot because there were so many weeds coming out, cricket, grasshoppers in cowpea mulch because mulch was just gone, and columbola, they prefer cowpea mulch. So in future, we would like to see effect of these mulches on other different crops. and crop yield will be compared, and weed suppression will be made. As we see in this case, there are a couple of insects, they are fine, you know, they're feeding on the weeds. So maybe we can go for rating of the different weeds and try to identify the weed host. So I would like to acknowledge my lab mate and funding agency. Thank you so much. I will be more than happy to answer any of your questions. Yes.
Did you identify the plots that have mounds of python? Because
the question was like, did I, she asked like whether I look for the mound size in different mulches, right? My plot was turned into ear feed and I found some fire ant, but mound was pretty small. I just found fire ant mound in case of copy mulch, not in other mulch. They was pretty small, I don't know, like this big or something like that. Excuse me?
Foraging workers would go.
Oh, okay, yeah, it may be because, but we just found in copy mulch, not in others, so thank you.